Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Saturday of the sixth Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 through 59.
I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am straitened till it be accomplished. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the son, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, There cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest forth with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite.
For being the Prince of Peace, Jesus sure knows how to stir up trouble. The truth is, of course, that we are the ones who have disturbed the peace of the cosmos. We are the ones who have broken the law and are to be hauled into courts to pay our debt. We are the ones who are at war with God, and therefore at war with one another, at war with ourselves, and at war with nature. In fact, the traditional list of three kinds of conflict that literary textbooks talk about, man versus man versus himself, and man versus nature, is incomplete. For it leaves out the most important kind of conflict at all, and the root of all, man versus God. We expect that when God walked into the world that everything would be made better immediately and without any fuss. We thought that we could start a war against God, changing sides in the war, and then there would be no more war. As violently as the war began, we would have liked to believe is how peacefully it will simply ebb away. But the problem is that this isn't the case. To bring peace to a war at war with itself, war must be waged. And as General Sherman said, war is hell. To turn an upside-down, right-side-up again requires a cataclysm that is violent and very disturbing. And to make known the reality of this war and the two opposing sides, it was necessary that the light of the world illuminate the fundamental division that exists in the world. The division between sheep and goats, disciples of Jesus Christ and rejecters of Jesus Christ, and the children of light and children of darkness. The disturbing, violent nature of the cataclysmic work of redemption reverberates throughout the end of Luke chapter 12. In fact, it's been thundering around us ever since Peter made his confession in Luke 9:20, and Jesus began to teach about the real nature of what the Christ of God has come to do. We hear it in Jesus' voice when he says in verse 50, But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Jesus knows the terrible price that must be paid to bring peace to the earth and to humans once again. He knows, and he sets his face like flint to obey the will of the Father, and he is greatly distressed while he waits to pay that terrible price. As he gets closer to the cross, that cross begins to get heavier and heavier upon him. This is the deeper magic of Tolkien's The Return of the King, in which the closer Frodo gets to Mount Doom to destroy the ring, the heavier it gets. We feel Jesus' distress and the shaking of the earth as Jesus reveals the growing chasm between good and evil. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. He tells us in verse 51, Even families are divided by the coming of the Christ of God, because some will accept him and some will reject him. And then Jesus directs our attention beyond his own pain and conflict and beyond our present pain and conflict into the end of time. Even time is disturbed by the coming of Christ. so that the great dividing line in history is time before Christ, B.C., and time in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, or A.D. Time is also divided because within any given time period, some will not discern the time and will be unprepared for the coming of the judge, while others will redeem the time. Some will settle with the judge by accepting his terms of peace, and others will never make peace with him, and will therefore be thrown into the prison of hell. This is the terrible war and earthquake and apocalypse of the Christ of God. And yet for the Christian it is a message of peace, and he truly is the Prince of Peace. The violence and divisions and mighty motion is all necessary to bring peace, but in the end there is the offer of peace from the Prince of Peace. The terms of peace are to accept the terrible price that was paid to buy peace for us. The terms of peace are unconditional, surrender to the one who has conquered for you. The terms of peace are to allow the Prince of Peace to conquer you. The price of peace is the blood of the Prince of Peace. To receive this peace, therefore, we must be united to the Prince of Peace. And here is where we sometimes don't understand. Being united with Jesus Christ means we partake of all of him. Will we be baptized with the same baptism with which he was baptized? The baptism he is talking about in verse 50 is his passion and crucifixion for us. It meant his death. And if we want to be baptized with him, we must also die, but die to self, that we might be raised to life with him. This is sometimes a deeply disturbing and terrible thing. You won't hear many TV preachers or preachers anywhere talk about it. It may not be a popular teaching, and yet we all know in our hearts that it's true. Making peace with Jesus Christ may actually be painful and difficult. Making the choice to do the will of the Father and give up self causes a great deal of turmoil in our souls. It hurts. It disturbs me. It's sometimes odious to turn from what I want to do in order to serve God. And making a choice to love and serve God with all of your heart and soul and mind, when others around you are not making this choice, will be the source of distress in your life. But do not be afraid. When your soul is in trouble over the things that God has asked you to do, be at peace, knowing that you are at peace with God through the Prince of Peace. The Christ who suffered for you also rose for you, and the Christ with whom you must suffer is also the Christ with whom you will be raised up. For the world which still rejects the Prince of Peace, there can be no peace on earth. But blessed are the peacemakers, those who see peace with God, for they shall be called the sons of God.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.